The Cheesehead Invitational returns, plus Hortonville has a big week against Appleton East. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISPSports.net Minute brought to you by RallyAroundUs.com. More high school sports news after this.
Coaches, are you looking for a simple way to fundraise for uniforms, preseason tournaments, equipment, or anything else? Check out Rally Around Us, an easy-to-use online service that makes fundraising the least of your worries. Athletes can build out contact lists with real-time donation alerts. Your supporters can donate right from their phones. You can build custom campaign pages, and everything flows seamlessly into an easy-to-use dashboard for you as a coach. Get your team started for free at RallyAroundUs.com. After all, no one really wants that cookie dough anyway.
The Cheesehead Invitational in Kaukauna is one of the biggest in-season wrestling tournaments in the country, attracting top-level teams and individuals from seven different states this year. After being canceled last season, the event returned over the weekend to Kaukauna High School. Several Wisconsin athletes fared quite well, including Stoughton's Nicolar Rivera, a two-time state champion. He captured the crown at 126 pounds, defeating the nation's top-ranked wrestler from Iowa in the championship match, earning Most Outstanding Wrestler of the entire tournament. Arrowhead's Wyatt DeChateau and Mitchell Messenbrink, as well as Kaukauna's Grayson Clark and Amory's Coy Hopke, also claimed individual titles at the respective weight classes. Last Friday was quite a day for the basketball teams at Hortonville. The girls' team entered that night's showdown at Division I top-ranked Appleton East as the second-ranked team in D1, and the Polar Bears will likely take over the top spot this week after posting an impressive 81-66 victory, as Cammy Pepler had a game-high 32 points. The team went 30-for-38 from the free-throw line to help close things out. Meanwhile, back at Hortonville High School, the boys' team was taking on Division I second-ranked Appleton East and came away with a thrilling 60-58 victory, as junior August Maurer had a game-high 29 points, including the game-winner in the closing seconds. This has been a WISPSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISPSports.net.